Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of Palco, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am, of course, TF2 Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Have we won yet? Because, you know, this is 2021. I keep waiting for a 404 error code to show up on 2021.
We're not actually going to win until January 20th.
Well, this episode may or may not be out after that, so, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know anymore. We're actually recording this at the end of 2020, folks, and I am doing so much with podcasting, even though I haven't done so much with it in a year at this point. Catching up for lost time, but keeping all of the content straight and making sure everything gets released the way it's supposed to be released. And I'm like, oh my god, my head's about to explode. But anyway, this is the 69th day of summer. This means it is the day that the GCRN finally gets back to our new Cartoon Review podcast for 2020. So, Michael, are you ready to jump on the roller coaster of a ride that is the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
Sign me up. Here's my ticket.
Yeah. No ticket? No. What? Yeah, what is that?
Ticket or click it?
No. It's a Kevin Smith Indiana Jones thing. Was it Strike Back? Yeah. Yeah, no ticket. I can't keep this shit straight anymore.
Sorry.
I don't know. You're supposed to know these things, damn it. Anyway.
It went right over my head. I didn't catch it.
No, you didn't. So anyway, we have...
My reflexes are too fast.
Or too slow, if you...
Too slow in this case, that's right.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, I am.
Yes, yes, you are.
It's a new game that your friends all wanna play.
Skiddlywiffers!
Totally over when you hear somebody say.
Skiddlywiffers!
Every bit as great as we have advertised. If you don't own a copy, you'll be ostracized. That's cool. Skiddlywiffers is cool.
Skiddlywiffers is cool.
Skiddlywiffers is cool.
Skiddlywiffers is cool.
Skiddlywiffers!
Your parents played it, now you can too!
Skiddlywiffers is the best game ever! And ha! That brings me out of the mud pit, into the car wash, through the terrible tower, and roll again! Yes, double kings, baby! Excuse me! And here comes the big finish! Bing, 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 victory bell! Unbroken winning streak! Oh, that feels good! But you wouldn't know about that, cause you lost! I am the queen of Skiddlywiffers. Who is the queen? I am
it
the
sure
queen.
Is nice to see Candace happy.
Skiddlywiffers queen! I mean, seriously, we've been playing this game for, what, 6 years? And look, I've won 19 out of 24 games this year. The last 12 in a row. It's like Skiddlywiffers wants me to win. And consequently, you to lose. Over and over and over again. Skiddlywiffers is too easy. I need to move on to a bigger challenge.
A bigger challenge? Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today.
All right, up first tonight is Skiddlywiffers. Oh, God. Phineas and Ferb and the gang build a giant version of a childhood game using Danville as the central location. Meanwhile, Candace, torn between busting her brothers and playing the fun game, ends up playing along with them so that she can carry on her little, her title of the Skittlywiffers Queen. Yeah, I can't read anymore. I'm illiterate. On the other side of town, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is trying to deal with Vanessa growing up and wanting to be a typical teenager. He drops her off on a camping trip with her friends, but can't cope with leaving her alone. So he disguises himself as a fellow camper / old hippie, and I'm adding that into my to the description here myself, exactly. Folks.
Hello, fellow kids.
Along with Agent P's help, he tries to protect her. I'm like, oh, God.
It's so bad. It's so bad, it's good.
This episode.
You don't like hippies? What do you got against hippies?
It's not the...
Why do you hate America? Don't like Freedom Rock. What kind of person doesn't like Freedom Rock? When you hear Freedom Rock, you go, turn it up, man!
Okay, then.
Are you too young for Freedom Rock? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You
don't...
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to Google Freedom Rock, then, and you'll see the commercial. It's an American classic. Don't do it now.
I don't know what kind of America you live in, but...
Back in Reaganomics days. That's what was on TV in between soap operas. It's what you watched when you sat home from school sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a commercial, and it was like, hey, man, is that Freedom Rock? Yeah, man. We'll turn it up, man. And they crank up the Clearwater Revival.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Anyway, like I said, go Google it. It'll change your life. It'll be stuck in your head forever. As it is mine.
Yeah, no, I'm good without that.
So, let's talk about Candace.
Yes, let's talk about Candace.
She is the queen of unsportsmanship. She is the worst winner ever. I would not want to play games with her. And if I did play games with her, I would not want her to win ever. Doofus versus Minibus
Camping Fan. All right, everyone, we're here. Let's unpack so we can get a head start.
Shouldn't you be off playing with your little platypus friend?
What? And leave my little girl all alone in the wilderness? No way!
Dad, I'm not your little girl anymore. Look at me. I'm 16 years old. 16!
That's practically an adult, but you still treat me like I'm a little kid.
I just need some space, that's all. Are you even listening to me?
But Vanessa, what if there were a blizzard or an earthquake and you with no one to take care of you, not even kindly ocelots like I had?
Dad?
I could be at that campsite right over.
Go home.
Okay, Pumpkin. Stay safe. But why did...
Go!
I suppose you're wondering why we called all of you here today.
Yeah, actually we were.
Ferb? Ta-da!
That's not clearing anything up for me.
I don't care what it is. The hairdryer is mine.
All right, nobody move. You too. You think you could just make giant thingies for all the world to see? Well, no, sir. I'm going to put the bust on you.
But good.
Mom! Mom!
So in this giant version of the classic game Skiddlywiffers...
Wait, did you say Skiddlywiffers?
Giant Skiddlywiffers, yes.
Giant Skiddlywiffers? That is so bustable!
And yet, so tempting.
And yet, so bustable!
And yet, so tempting.
Wanna play?
Yes, I'm the sneaker.
I got dibs on the truck.
Booyah!
I claim the fedora, and her picks the nose.
Yeah, no. She's a spoil sport.
Yeah, well, spoil sport is like when you lose and you're like, I'm taking my ball and going home.
That's,
you know,
true.
She's like, I won, and I'm taking my ball, and I'm smearing it all over your face because ninny, ninny, boo-boos, she says. She has a little dance that she does.
Yeah. All as I got out of this episode is I want that giant dice.
The die.
Yeah, I want the giant die because...
Singular die.
Yeah. Yes. I want to die. Thank
dark
you.
All of a sudden, die. Die.
Corona. And I know, folks, it's no laughing matter. COVID is real. I know. It's not a joke, but...
It's real.
Yes, but no, I want the die that they are playing with, because as long as I could...
The nose?
No, I don't want to pick the nose. That's,
and Mike picks the nose.
No, no. No, no, no.
That was the best line. Ferb picks the nose. Oh my gosh. It's funny.
Very literal, aren't they?
He totally picked the nose. It was almost like each piece was specifically made for each individual kid.
Kind of, sort of, except Beljeet didn't get the pink unicorn, he got the yellow one, so I guess you could say he's pissing all over himself to be the yellow unicorn.
Is that a euphemism for something?
I don't know.
You know, real unicorns are pink. I am just saying.
Do I have to consult the Urban Dictionary?
No. It's yellow. Yellow
Google
is also
yellow unicorn. What exactly is that?
No,
mean?
No. Yellow is also the color of piss, because Baljeet's pissing himself to get to the unicorn.
Ew.
Like, oops. Oh my god, I need the unicorn.
That was like a blue waffle thing.
That's like Buford wanting to, you know, dress like a woodland pixie and whatever. Float around like men or something.
So, so would you play Skiddlywhiffers?
Hell no.
I'm not a board game person, but it looks like a weird cross of Monopoly and Mousetrap.
Yeah, no, I could do with the Monopoly part. I could do without the Mousetrap part.
Really? See, I'm the exact opposite. I really liked Mousetrap, and I hated Monopoly. Monopoly takes way too long, and I always lose. And yeah, exactly. And Mousetrap takes, you know, like 20 minutes, and it's fun to play because there's like Rube Goldbergs all over the map, you know?
No.
The only thing that could make Monopoly fun is if you stuck Mousetrap right in the middle of it and actually made the contraptions work, because they never worked right, you know?
Yeah, no.
Just never had a Mousetrap fan.
Nope. Not really.
Okay.
This episode is... Like you said, it's showing that, you know, Candace has this...
Unsportsmanlike behavior? Or,
yeah... I mean, it's great that she wants to play with her brothers because she wants to play the game versus actually wasting her time trying to
She wants to win the game. She doesn't necessarily even like playing. She just likes the winning.
True, but...
Just a little on the narcissist side there, maybe.
Yeah. It's... Yes, she wants to win, but she has to play in order to win. She can't bust them if she's playing the game with them. But at least at the end of the day, she enjoyed spending time with them overall, because Mom asks her, did you have fun with your... Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. There's a lot of yes-yeses in this episode.
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was. At least three.
At least three.
At least three. I love that. Did you have fun playing with your brothers? Yes, I did. So, you know, Candace aside, let's get to the real meat of this episode, which is Vanessa, who doesn't sing again, but she does show up, and she gets a lot of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants to be treated like an adult, and Doof sees her as a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder if he sees her that way, like, all the time. If it's like,
from
every
what
time
I gathered, he does, yeah.
Nature is our mother, yeah, the trees are green.
Hey, groovy dudes and dudettes, how's it hanging? Want to try my 7-layer bars? Man.
Hey there, strange man I've never met. What brings you to our campsite? And how soon can you leave?
Oh, I was just passing by, you know, communing with nature and all, like, you know, us hippies do. And I thought you dudes might want a few groovy pointers from an old pro.
Actually, we're doing just fine.
Hey, man!
You know, fire is the leading cause of fire. Whoa, whoa! Is that a Pupmaster 3000? I love these babies. They're so far out. They almost never collapse and suffocate you while you sleep. But you know, the Tri-State Almanac says they should be at least 20 feet from running water, and yours is an inch too close, man.
Seriously?
Oh, and you need to tie up your food or you could attract bears, which would make it extremely difficult to hang loose and be groovy. I've got lots of other righteous camping tips, but first I need to get some life vests out of my van.
Whoa, that guy was totally freak style.
You have no idea.
That's a little strange. I mean, my kids are older and I don't see them as six. I don't think I liked them as much when they were six as I do now. Really? I mean, at six, you're barely out of diapers. It's like, oh my God, I still smell like your poop. I mean, Jesus. You know, but now my kids are 12 and 14, and they're like little people of their own. And, you know, and I've raised them in such a way where I enjoy talking to them.
Right.
I didn't raise kids that I hate, luckily. So, you know, just earlier, I was upstairs, and Gavin and I were talking about Fortnite, and Aiden and I were talking about he's writing a song for a girl. And I, you know, I'm like, wow, dude, that's insane. You know, let's talk about that. So, I don't see them as little kids. I see them more as the adults that they could be.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a boy thing. If I had girls, maybe it'd be different.
Yeah, you'd be locking them in an insane asylum to make sure no one could get to them.
Here's your chastity belt.
That's
don't
right.
Take that off ever. No boys. No boys till you're 21. So yeah, you don't like board games, you don't like hippies. It's just
I just wish it was not Mousetrap. And the wiki also says that the pieces move themselves just like in Jumanji, which
that's
a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
I love the Phineas and Ferb wiki and I love the people that put the hard work into it, but
always a stretch. Yeah.
Even for me, that's a little bit of a stretch.
It's like, hey, Phineas and Ferb wiki, the yoga place wants their stretch back. The yoga place. What's a yoga place called? The yoga place, you know.
I don't know.
That yoga place. But yeah, that is a bit of a stretch. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
But Doof doesn't want Vanessa in the forest, you know, camping because it's dangerous.
Yep.
And he goes to Perry and says, please help me overprotect my daughter.
Hey, at least he's not doing evil, and at least, you know, he's earning his alimony.
Yeah, it's not evil, and they're not getting in a fight, and there's no innators, but it's still really funny because he's like, look, it's a bear, and Perry jumps out.
Really? Like, oh. And what I love about this entire really? Thing, and what makes it perfectly fine that Vanessa doesn't sing in this episode,
yeah.
Really, Perry? Really? I expect more from you, Perry. Like, she specifically said
exactly.
She expects more from Perry, and I'm like, yeah, Vanessa, get him!
Well, it's funny because she kind of sees Perry as like an uncle.
You know?
It's
true.
Like he's like the good uncle who's not a failure like my father. And
yeah.
She's like, I really expected better from you. And Perry's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know, I don't know why I agreed to this. I'm really sorry.
Oh, hey, brothers and sisters. I'm back with this industrial-sized first aid kit and this state-of-the-art security system. Not to mention, too sharp. Righteous. Quarantine. Acorn helmets. Better safe than sorry.
He's a little excitable, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
You have to leave! It's not safe here for little kids. I mean, for practically adults. Flee back to the city, away from danger!
Like what?
Like that! See?
All right, that's enough! Really, Perry? Really? I expect more from you. And you, Dad!
And how did you...
Oh, please, you come out here jumping around with your costume and your lame book, and it's just humiliating, Dad. I'm not a little girl anymore.
Well, you're my little girl.
I know, but all I want to do is have a good time with my friends, and you just keep popping up. It's like you don't trust me.
You're right. I'm sorry I got in your way. I know you can handle yourself, Vanessa. Come on, Perry the Platypus. Maybe there's still time for a scheme today, you know? I won't even trap you. You can just start beating me up right away.
Wait, I thought your dad was a pharmacist.
It's funny, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was funny. And there was some unexpected stuff that I noticed. Like mom washing a skull. Why is mom washing a skull?
I don't know.
I don't understand it. It's like, mom, what are you doing? Goes, I'm cleaning the bones of my enemies. Like, oh, okay. Well, I need an episode of Mom and where she got that skull.
Yeah, really?
That's right. It's Mom the Barbarian.
Absolutely it is.
It's be like, hey, Perry, what is best in life?
But overall, my favorite part about this is the electronic die. Really is my favorite part about the whole thing. So if I was to rate, unless you have more notes.
I really liked Ferb's line. Skiddly Whiffers is a cruel mistress, cold and unforgiving.
Yeah.
I can't do the accent. You got a cool accent, but it's not a Ferb accent.
No.
Ferb is more like Ringo. He's got a bit of a Ringo.
Yeah.
I can't do Ringo.
No, you can't.
Yeah. No, I can't. So what's your ranking? What do you feel? How do you feel about this one?
2.5?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I've seen this thing 4 times now.
Yeah.
Since before we recorded, between grabbing the audio and taking notes, and I came away from it like, not necessarily worst board game ever, but this is definitely not a board game I'd be buying from Toys R Us if they were still around here in the United States or something.
In the end, it's not a board game at all. I mean, because they're playing a giant version of it, and they're like going up buildings, and
yeah, you know,
there's a lot more going on here than that.
There is, but it's based off of a board game, and while the larger-than-life version of it is much better, I still would want my money back.
Okay, then.
I don't know. I just... And Doof's... Because there is no Doof. The plot is to basically do what every human father should do and protect their child, no matter... So there really isn't a Doof plot here. I think it's funny, like, you know... If Vanessa had sung, this might have gotten up to a 3. Might have, but she didn't sing. So
she could have sung a nice song about people who drench themselves in honey and lure bees into lakes. It's just, it's like there's probably better way. I expected him to like whip out an anti-beeinator or something. You know, it's like, look what I got. No, he drowses himself in honey and makes a run for it.
Mm-hmm. What would you rate this one?
I enjoyed it. I was going to give it a 4 out of 5. You know, and like I said, you know, Vanessa doesn't sing. I'm not sure if there was a song. There was a song while they were doing the game montage, right? It had to have been.
Yeah. Songs featured in this episode: the Skiddly Whiffers song, Kronk for Hire, which is instrumental, Poison's Samak, and then the Perry the Platypus theme during end credits.
Apparently a lot of songs that I don't remember because, you know, it was overshadowed by Vanessa's silence. And there's no Doof and Perry fight. You know, but it's still fun. I had fun. I liked it. I thought, and again, you know, I'm of that era, you know, is that Freedom Rock, man? You know, so I totally was on board with Doof's disguise. I really enjoyed it. I really liked Agent Teddy Bear. So yeah, I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay, onward to the better episode.
What? Tour de Ferb was good though.
Yeah, Tour de Ferb was much better than Skiddly Whiffers.
It was pretty good. Oh, you know what's weird? I don't have a score on here at all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was looking to say, was it better? Did I rank it better than a 4? But it was a good episode, though. Yeah. I really liked it.
Hey,
You're right, Ferb. It is more fun to mount the racetrack on the ceiling. Hey, guys, care to join us for an upside-down slot bike race?
No, thank you. I am not a big fan of bicycle racing.
Aw, come on. Everyone loves a good bike race.
Not me. You see, I come from a long line of bicycle race losers. In 1903, my great-grandfather was leading a bicycle race when he fell into a tiger pit. Years later, my grandfather skillfully avoided the tiger pit, but sadly not the tiger. Then, my father was confident he had outsmarted the tiger. But he was wrong. My point is, none of them finished in the top 10.
You know, tiger attacks are comparatively rare in Danville since we installed that tiger excluder on City Hall. Ferb, I know what Baljeet's gonna do today.
Baljeet confesses that he is the descendant from a long line of bicycle race losers, that Phineas and Ferb enlist the help of cyclist Greg LeMond to help Baljeet complete a bicycle race. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz uses his pop-up-inator to annoy everyone in the tri-state area to make millions.
Where's Perry?
Morning, Agent Leah. We've been monitoring Doofenshmirtz's internet traffic, and we think it's... What in blazes? A pop-up ad? Can you still see me, Agent P? What? Another? Agent P, over here. Oh, this is getting ridiculous. I give up. You know the drill. Monogram out.
This might be his best scheme yet.
His best scheme yet.
Well, I mean, have you seen the advertisements that he's using in this pop-up-inator scheme? Like, I mean, who wouldn't click on Doofenshmirtz's face next to a wombat? Come on.
Dr. You don't wanna... Wombat.
Yeah,
I'd totally
right?
click on Dr. Wombat.
Exactly.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
It's going to make millions of pop-up ads.
So, Perry the Platypus, let me tell you about my latest scheme. The other day, I was perusing the internet when I came upon an online auction for a super multi-inator. I wasn't even sure what it did, but, you know, super multi-inator was my grandmother's maiden name. It was a sign. I had to have it. But then something terrible happened. A pop-up ad kept me from hitting the bid now button. It really hit me where I live, too. You see, I always hated advertising ever since the early 80s when I did a little product modeling to finance my first inator.
That's it. Hold the wombat closer to your face. Closer, a little closer.
I don't want to talk about it. But then I realized I could use pop-up ads to serve my own evil ends. So I've come up with a whole slew of products and services that I can advertise, and my pop-up-inator will put pop-up ads virtually everywhere. I'll make millions!
I was around for the dot-com boom, you know, yeah. And I remember pop-up ads.
So do I.
Nobody
I'm
clicked
not
on
that
this.
Much you younger just, than you are.
Close, 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 close.
Yeah.
You know.
And now we have ad blockers for all that stuff now. So
exactly. I haven't seen a pop-up ad in years. I mean, you know, except for like occasionally the browser will say, "Do you want this pop-up?" And I'm like, "Heck yeah, I do. I need that one," you know. But as far as ads go, I haven't seen one in a long time. Insert probably not since Firefox.
Yeah. Insert pop-up here.
Yeah. Bloop, 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 bloop. That's the sound the pop-up heads make when they... Bloop, bloop,
bloop. Oh, God. No, I thought this was cool. I thought it was interesting. I'm glad the focus is more on Baljeet and less on Candace.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, folks. Here in Season 3, even though I have not watched it, I am annoyed... more and more every time by Candace's stuff. And I don't know if it's because I've seen this show more than enough times to know what she's going to do or whatever, or maybe it's because I'm just not that into her character flaws. Like, I love it when she's doing cool and interesting things and she's getting along with Jeremy and she's doing all of this and everything. Like, the final episode we'll talk about a little bit later, it's like, oh... Candace is being annoying. And then finally, Candace realizes, oh, wait, you didn't want... No, I didn't want you to change your entire...
Get ahead of myself.
I know. But my point is that I just... I'm happy that we have a episode where Candace is more in the background on the busting side of it, where it's the busting isn't so in your face. She's on her bike with her video camera on her... It honestly reminds me of the flip cams. The flip video cameras.
The head
Yeah, her camera that she has in her helmet.
The GoPro.
Yeah.
No. She's got a new phone, and oddly it attaches directly to her head.
It looked like just a straight video camera to me. It did not look like a cell phone thing. It did not look like a GoPro, because this episode was made way before.
It predated. It's like Star Trek and phones. You know,
It's like the flip cameras. There used to be this company called Flip, and they had these cool smallish video cameras that were just the size of cell phone kind of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had one. It was a Boston Celtics themed one.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I like the bust giggle.
Yeah.
I like Ducky Momo. You know, we got some Ducky Momo knee pads out of this episode. And so I don't mind Candace. I don't find her that annoying.
Alrighty then.
Belgeet. Belgeet's and I like the little montage of Belgeet's ancestors being eaten by tigers. I mean, you know, I suppose if you were actually, you know, from India and your family were eaten by tigers, it wouldn't be as hilarious. But I laughed so hard. It's like, well, then my ancestors got smarter, and then the tigers got smarter, and then that led to the cyborg tiger wars of
2011.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, yes, something. I was going to go in the future, but then it occurred to me the future is no longer 2005.
Exactly.
How far in the future should I go? I don't know, man.
Don't go to 2020, because that's a disaster. No, but seriously.
Yeah. We don't go there. We don't speak of that year anymore.
What year? What year are you talking about? It's 2021. We've all won. But yes, just to keep my thing going, the Flip video company, the Flip video camera, was basically a tapeless digital handheld camcorder, very small, basically the size of a old really fat Nokia phone.
No, the future is now.
Yes, no, the future is then. They were discontinued April 12th of 2011, so...
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
They were ahead of their time, though. I mean, honestly.
Yes, they were. Yes.
GoPros, man. Oh, man. Did GoPro, like, buy them out or something? Because that sounds very familiar.
So...
Anyway, my favorite line is... this is a long one. Hey, Baljeet, don't let a little thing like all of your male ancestors getting mauled by a tiger during a bike race get you down. That's rather specific.
Yeah, it's very, not rather, it is very specific. Yeah.
Phineas, like, delivers it in the most cheerful, upbeat, the most Phineas of deliveries, you know? It just comes across very funny. It made me giggle.
Yeah, see, I was right. That's crazy. So... The Flip video camera was discontinued April 12th, 2011. This episode aired on Disney Channel August 12th, 2011. So her camera is most definitely a reference to Flip video versus GoPro. Man, I can't believe this episode was made that long ago. It doesn't feel like that. This show is that old.
You should put that on the wiki.
No.
Because that's less of a stretch than most of the other references that they come up with. And you have documented proof that it's actually a connection.
I'm going from real wiki to Phineas and Ferb wiki, so
You get a little reality whiplash there, like, ow, my neck.
Yes, my neck, exactly.
Who's Greg LeMond? You know, honestly, I saw that in the wiki, and I'm like, where's Lemon D? Lemon D, where are you? I know you're here. Greg Lemon D. But Greg, I was like, I don't follow bike racing, and I don't know anything about the Tour de France. Yeah. Aside from that one guy who won a bunch of times and then, like, lost a testicle.
which I was Lance Armstrong.
There you go. Is it? Okay.
I think. I could be wrong. No.
Lance Armstrong was the first guy on the moon.
No, that's Neil Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, you got me. Okay. Neil Armstrong did not lose a testicle. That's the difference.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Wow.
I get mixed up sometimes.
Yeah.
So Greg Lamont keeps showing up, of course.
Yeah.
He keeps showing up and like motivating Baljeet and then eventually gets eaten by a tiger. That was the best part. He's like,
man, I gotta tell my brother-in-law his tiger got out.
I know. Oh, sorry.
And the whole little hidden thing here is that they mentioned that Phineas and Ferb put a tiger blocker on City Hall or something, and they say at some point in the episode, we really got to change the batteries on that thing.
The tiger blocker. Because the tiger got in.
My favorite part about this whole episode was pretty much anything Doof and Perry did. And the main chorus line of the Tour de Ferb song, it's the Tour de Ferb, like that whole main chorus line. I love that part of the song.
Yeah. It's the Tour de Ferb. I almost forgot about the pop-up-inator. It was actually an inator in this one.
Yes.
I like it. It pops up. It actually creates a stop sign. Or it shoots a stop sign and creates a giant sign.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 5-car pileup.
Yep.
Well, it's 'cause they can't stop. I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
They didn't stop. Exactly, yeah. I mean, it was a really good episode. I really enjoyed it. If I were to offer a ranking, it's funny. That I was only going to give it a 4, but now that we're talking about it, I'm seriously thinking 5.
It's easily a 5 for me.
Yeah.
It's so much better than Skiddly Whippers.
What do you do? Why do you hate America?
Okay. I don't hate America. I'm not the one that wanted to build a wall.
Wow, it's going to be the biggest and the best wall. That is awful. Build the wall, you dumbass. All right.
What is Yamo doing?
Oh, he's commenting about your wall. he's over here. He's always just a little political bastard.
Don't talk about your cat like that.
He's an old man. It's like, okay, boomer. He's like 19, which is like 176 in cat years.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, right. Really like this episode.
Yes, Tour de Ferb is awesome. It's one of my favorites of season 3.
So, Ferb, your cousins from England are here visiting. No, I mean your cousins from England are here visiting.
Look, boys, it's your cousins visiting from England. They're here to see the exhibition football match between Danville and their beloved Sniffleton Nostrils.
Ooh, let's go!
So, the Nostrils are here in the States.
Yes, they've already landed, and they're probably on the team bus even as we speak.
Nostrils on the bus!
And now we get to my fair goalie.
So, Cousin Ferb, you've lived in America longer than you've lived in England.
You haven't gone yank on us, have you?
Oh, don't worry, guys. Ferb's as British as ever.
When Ferb's cousins visit from England and challenge him to a soccer match, he and Phineas warp the walls out of physics and build a high-tech 3D stadium. They basically build the Football X7 stadium. I'm just waiting for Hockey Z9.
Hockey...
Meanwhile, convinced that
her... It's like an X-Men, it's completely frozen on the inside.
Uh-huh, yep. Meanwhile, convinced that her relationship with Jeremy depends on her being more proper, Candace enlists the help of Ferb's British cousin, Eliza, her middle name's Beckham, by the way, to teach the rules of etiquette. Back at Doofenshmirtz Evil Inc., Dr. D is sick in bed, but forces himself to set off his "if a tree fell in the forest" inator, which causes any tree that falls to say "Doofenshmirtz."
But if there's no one there to hear it, doesn't it make a sense?
Yes, it makes Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz.
Right, that's right.
But the act of hearing requires auditory nerves, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, you don't actually, you know, if it falls, it's going to create like sound waves, but unless there's something there to receive them.
Sound wave superior. Autobots inferior.
Is it a sound? Well,
luckily, the nostrils on the bus heard it. Did that three just say Doofenshmirtz?
See, there was nostrils there to hear it. Nostrils not being an auditory receptor. But
well, they have auditory receptors. They're a soccer team. Come on.
So which is better, football or soccer?
I tend to watch more rugby than I do soccer, so.
I'm all for cricket.
Cricket?
But not
cricket.
I don't
cricket.
Know.
You gotta know what a crumpet is before you can learn cricket.
That's right. Welcome to Pain 101.
I'm your instructor's Casey Jones.
Casey Jones, that's right. That's funny. Of course you pull that out. That is awesome.
Of course. I'm a Turtles fan. How could I not?
Huge Turtles fan. You got to know what a crumpet is.
To know what a cricket is.
I don't know what a crumpet is. It's crumpets are crump, and that's all I know.
Please.
Oh, that's funny.
What is that, a Jose Canseco bat? Please tell me you didn't pay money for this.
You didn't pay money for this. That's right. Oh, man. Okay. Falling out of the rabbit hole there. The professor whose name is the same way spelled forwards and backwards.
Yes, E4 Burf. Whatever. It's a palindrome.
I love how there's like this strict hatred of palindromes.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to have something sound the same way, forward and backward.
Apparently not.
Oh my gosh, I've got the emu curse here. What if it was an emu curse? Something about an emu.
When a herd of emu run across the field, you're cursed. And then you have to, you know, listen to a boy in a Sunday bonnet above E flat above high C.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, you must have watched this much more than I did. Apparently the cat did, too. Where are you? What do you want? Isabella is the worst goalie ever. Oh, my God. She missed so many shots. I would have thrown her directly out of the game. I would have been like, oh, hey, look, you're off the team. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I did not like Ferb's cousins.
I didn't either.
Like any of them. I mean, number one, there's way too many of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, did they plan on having enough kids to fill up a soccer team?
Apparently.
Well, if you're all such cracking footballers, then we challenge you and your friends to a football match. So, what do you say? Playground rules?
How about football X7 rules?
It's like, what do you need, like 9 kids or something to have a soccer team? Or is that baseball?
That's baseball.
I'm not sure how many kids are on a team.
I don't know. Soccer. Yeah.
But it was way too damn many. They had too many. And, you know, it's like, get off her. God. You got too damn many kids. And the only one I did like was Eliza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's got that accent.
Yeah, I was not expecting her...
punk rock?
Yeah, I was not expecting the song to turn punk rock.
That's what did it for me. I was like, oh! I mean, it's like, I could listen to her read a phone book. She's very prim and proper. I don't know if I associate British with, you know, quote unquote proper, because I do associate British with punk rock.
Right.
It's like, oi! Ya waika! Yeah. You know, I mean, that's kind of what I hear. But, Yeah, I did enjoy the... actually, you know, I want to go back into the wiki now, now that you talk about it, and see who did the voice for Eliza.
That would be Jane Horrocks.
Jane Horrocks. Is she... She looks familiar. Absolutely fabulous. And, no, I don't know.
No clue.
I don't see anything in here. She was in the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. Blah, blah, blah. Life is sweet. I don't know, man. She doesn't look familiar.
Me either. Yeah, no clue.
She's a, you know, British girls are dime a dozen, I suppose. Oh, here we go. No, she was in Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell. She's Fairy Mary. Anything that I would recognize.
Yeah, the only Mary I know is Scary Mary, voiced by the late, great June Foray.
It's June Foray. Oh, man. I didn't know she died. Holy cow. She was
really?
Oprah.
Seriously? You didn't know June Foray passed away?
It was like 100 something.
Yeah, she was 104.
She's gonna live forever. Wow, yeah, she's done a lot of Tinkerbell.
Cool.
That's interesting. Anyhow.
So yeah, we have Football X7, Hockey Z9, so what's Y? Y8 or something. What would Y8 be? I don't even remember.
Y8.
I don't know, because you have X, Y, Z, you have X is 7, you have Z is 9, because Hockey Z9 comes up in Season 4 in 4-Year Ice Only, so... I don't know.
Maybe it's a baseball thing?
Maybe.
Three-dimensional baseball? If you hit a homer, you're going to hit yourself in the head? It's like, it's coming back!
It's all coming back to me now.
Playing baseball on a Mobius strip.
Playing baseball with
catch your own homer.
Yeah. Yeah, playing baseball with Meatloaf or something. It's all coming back to me now.
See, now another guest spot by Meatloaf.
Yeah, at least that one would have made sense other than, you know, Meatloaf's surprise.
That would have been a surprise.
Yeah, it would have been.
Surprised like a bat out of hell. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that Meatloaf?
Yes, folks. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He was a villain in a Randy Travis and Patrick Swayze film.
Was he not? He was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Of course he was.
He's very young there.
How could he not be? I mean...
He's like, I'm an international film star. You'll call me Mr. Loaf.
Okay, then. Sure. Meat.
First name, Meat. Last name Loaf.
Yeah. It's so funny. There was a... That was it. It was VH1. Huh? Yeah. Back when VH1 still showed music stuff... they did this,
Where are they now?
No, they didn't... Well, I'm sure they have a Behind the Music on Meatloaf, but they did this, like, made-for-TV movie based on his life kind of thing, and I was like, oh this is... Yeah, it was...
I would watch that.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. I'll have to research it and get it to you off-air, but it's just, like... One of those things, but no, the movie I'm talking about that stars him, Randy Travis, and the late, great Patrick Swayze is called Black Dog, and he plays this villain.
He's a villain. That's funny.
Yeah. He's a very interesting villain for it, but oh my god, that movie came out in 1998. I cannot believe how old that movie is.
Woof.
Wow. Yeah, woof.
That's when I... Well, yeah, that's a little after I graduated from college.
Yeah.
I'm old. Fight Club. He was in Fight Club.
Yep.
That's an old movie, too. My favorite line from the movie was Mom being brutal. That's brutal. She's like, next time, destroy him. Smear the punk. Annihilate him. Make him cry.
Yeah. Well, because she's proud of the man she's married to.
Yeah, and she knows like, he can do better. Yeah.
And part of that whole part of the thing is his Ferb's cousins are there, which means Lawrence's brother is there.
His brother, yeah.
And it's like, okay, now they have to have these competitions.
They're competing over like stupid things, like you know, how long can we hold our breath? How many times can we run around in circles before we fall over?
Woohoo! A whole 13 seconds.
37? What?
No, I said woohoo! A whole 13 seconds.
How long you can hold your breath?
Yeah. Okay. No, Kevin Smith jokes. It's not in a row.
Try not to put any more button-up shirts on your way to the parking lot. That's brutal.
Yeah, that might have been one of your best references yet on this season of the show.
How many buttoned-up shirts can I wear at the same time? 37?
In a row? Righto.
In a row.
Oh, God. I liked my fair goalie, but at the same time, it's not an episode I would go back to, but it's not as bad as Skiddlywhiffers was. So
you don't like those types of games, but at the same time, I don't like soccer. I'm just not a huge fan.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan either of it. I remember playing soccer as a kid. I remember having a soccer ball and kicking it up against the garage door, or kicking it up against like the retaining wall so our driveway wouldn't flood during the rainstorms in Massachusetts. Yeah. But like, I've never acted like
that's where I'm at.
Kind of thing for me, it's like, oh, there's a Mia Hamm Funko Pop? Oh, that's kind of cool. I don't want it, but it's cool that there's a Mia Hamm Funko Pop.
I honestly don't. That's how much I don't know about soccer, is I don't know who Mia Hamm is.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids played when they were little.
Yeah.
And I did a little assistant coaching type stuff to be supportive. And, you know, which is basically at that age just herding cats. It's not like it's not like I know anything about soccer aside from there's goalies involved, you know. And it's about as much as I know about it, so it's not a big thing for me. So I didn't see the point in having a double episode about soccer. It just seemed pretty. A lot of it seemed extraneous to me.
And it didn't. Okay, yes, this My Fair Goalie is part one, part two. But really, as I was watching it again before we started recording, and I'm like, This is a full 30-minute episode here. This is not just two 11-minute episodes, but I mean, it's essentially a 30-minute episode, and I'm like, oh, I'm at 24 minutes already? I feel like I haven't even watched the damn thing, but I did.
Exactly.
You know, kind of a thing.
It's a lot of fluff involved, and it's like, there were two songs, because it's a double episode, but I don't think either one was memorable. I don't know. I just didn't. I think that my problem with this, and I'll preface this by my score, right? I was going to give this like a 3 out of 5, because it's a double wide, but a longer episode does not make a better episode in this case.
No.
I mean, normally in the last couple of seasons, if it was a double episode, you knew it was going to be awesome.
Yep.
It was going to be off the chain, off the hook, off the whatever the kids
off
are saying
easy,
now.
Yeah.
Off the hizzle, right, whatever the kids are saying now. But this one was not off the hizzle.
No, it's barely making a fair even trade grade here, because at best it's middle ground at a 3.
Yeah, and a lot of the jokes like went over my head. I mean, I get it. Beckham is a football soccer star in Britain. Yep. So he names all of his kids Beckham, even the girl.
Yep.
It just fell flat for me. I mean, even cheesy ass jokes like, you know, we put a net between them and, you know, we can play volleyball. Who's a net? I no, rolled seriously. Over the floor for days when I heard that. You know, Becca, nine kids named Beckham. Not a peep. Didn't tickle me at all.
I mean, that's
dumb. Is that a British joke? Are they shooting for a British audience here?
Here's the thing, though. Like the nine kids named Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Eliza should have had some sort of spice in her name.
Sporty. Wasn't she sporty?
No, she was scared. I forget what Mel B was. Mel. Yeah. No, that was Mel C. I don't know. Anyway.
Tell me what you want. What you really, really want.
To get the hell out of this episode of this podcast.
Well, okay, you give the score then. Mine was 3 out of 5. If not lower. Yeah, well, 3 out of 5 because it's a double wide. So it's 2 1.5s.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. 2 1.5, so a 3 total for both parts. Like I said, I like the... And it's so weird because, you know, between Second Dimension and between whatever episodes we had in the last podcast, in episode 68, and now it's like, at first I was like, oh, I'm so sick and tired of Candace. The cousins are so, other than Eliza, the male cousins are so bad at first. I'm like, oh, Candace, there's a Candace arc here. She's going to change everything about herself so Jeremy will like her more. And then because Jeremy obviously is in on it, you know, I'm so totally messing with you. Why would I want you to change everything about you? You know, the fact that we're sitting in something that your brothers built, how come you're not busted? Like, how come you're not being
Candace?
As he puts it, my girl, kind of thing.
My girl, yeah.
You know, and...
Not my girl.
And I'm like, you know, okay, great, sure. And how are we going to get a Sunday bonnet on a boy singing... what is it?
I see over E.
Yeah, E, yeah. What, some sort of Ecto Cooler. I don't know. It's some sort of drink. I have no clue. Musical note drink Ghostbuster thing. No clue.
It's one of those. He had to do something.
That's
another joke that went right over my head. It's like, is this funny in Britain? I mean, is there something being lost in translation? We all speak English, sort of, you know? I should understand this.
Apparently, we don't speak the Queen's English enough.
The Queen's English. Clearly not British enough.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break so we don't, you know, embarrass ourselves even more in this really, really horrible 69th episode. Like, why didn't Vanessa sing? Why wasn't there some sort of knockout? Oh, God. Anyway, we'll be back after this because I'm just going to screw this up even more.
Kid? Yes? Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film. Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DASIEN.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Smith, the host of Music Talks, the podcast where I ask guests a simple but beguiling question. Choose a song from each decade of your life and tell me why these songs mean so much to you. Guests and listeners love this format, and if you want to find out why, then take a listen at musictalkspod.buzzsprout.com or use your favourite podcast app. Just search on Music Talks Terry Smith. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and...
Talk to me.
then send me a tweet at Music Talks Pod. I look forward to doing some music talking soon.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Brain, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
Well, I am shocked and dismayed.
Well, now you can't be both. You be shocked, I'll be dismayed.
Coming in 2016, Steve Megatron and myself, TF2 and Mike, bring you a brand new TV review show. Welcome to Podcaster Meets World. That's right. We're launching a Boy and Girl Meets World review podcast here on the GCRN. It'll take us 70 episodes of the podcast to review all 158 episodes of Boy Meets World. After that, we will tackle Girl Meets World. You can find Podcaster Meets World on GeekCastRadio.com and iTunes starting late summer, early fall 2016. So come on and walk through the world with us.
I love the Feeny Call.
All right, we are back here on the 69th episode, 69th day of summer, winter, swinter, flummer, wummer, whatever the hell it's called.
Winter.
Schwinter. Yes, it's Schwinter. Other than Tour de Ferb, I could have done without the other episodes, honestly.
Really? Oh, you know, Tour de Ferb was really good. Skiddlywiffers, still really good. Got a Vanessa in there.
Yeah. Still, sadly, it wasn't enough to save it, because that board game is horrible.
I was bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was awful. I'm so sorry.
Wow. That could have gone better.
Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. I'm fairly certain, I have not checked, but I'm fairly certain that we do not have any new iTunes reviews. I'm going to have to start promoting the iTunes link like hell, because I'm like, come on, people, yep. We need feedback. Tell us how horrible I am.
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. Do it. He's good, I'm bad. Oh, there was and this is a complete tangent. Steve and I did a final episode of the year for his show, Altered Geek, and in the Twitter description, I'm like, join your hero at SCP-21 and your zero, TFG and Mike, in this episode of Altered Geek.
Self-deprecation.
That's
love it.
That's right. Yep. Who am I? I'm triple zero. And he's my BT-1. Feedback in iTunes, as I said. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFG and Mike. You can also follow at GeekCast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
Pecan CC Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCast Radio Network. We hope you really enjoyed this one and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on more episodes of Phineas and Ferb from Season 3. These include Perry the Actorpus. Bullseye.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You probably. I don't know. I don't know what you have and haven't seen from Season 3 and Season 4. You're like, oh, I've seen them all. And I'm like, no, you haven't.
No, you haven't. You missed one.
I mentioned Tales from the Resistance 2 episodes ago. He's like, I don't think I saw that one. And I'm like, okay, well, it's going to be 100th episode, so you'll see it eventually.
We'll see it then.
That's The Spirit and the Curse of Candace.
How many episodes is that? That sounds like a lot.
That's two full Phineas and Ferb episodes, four cartoons for episode 70.
Okay.
Yes. For now, woof. I am... Yes. Woof, woof, woof. Lots of dog noises around here. Even though we're cat owners. Anyway.
Cat owners.
You have dogs too. Yeah. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening, and we really hope you enjoyed this, and join us next time, because hopefully it'll be much better than this one.
If they enjoyed it half as much as I did, then it's twice as much as they did.
That's true.
But wait, there's more!
Talk about innuendo, don't. Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, I am not firing on all cylinders tonight.
I didn't say anything about how Jeremy totally should have banged that British girl, because she...
You did now.
I know. All I'm saying is Jeremy could have totally nailed her, and Candace would have been none the wiser. She would have been off busting her brothers. Closing out the show.
Yes, closing out the show. Thank you, religion. Oh, shit.
Wow. That could have gone better.
I can't even close the show
that
right.
That almost came out as a British accent. What'd he say?
Where's Grandpa Clyde when you really need him?
Whew. Take two.
Yes. Phineas and Ferb style. Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Get it, Platypus? Why are you doing this to me? Get it? Wire? Because I mean wire? Oh, come on. Now, I know I'm defeated, but at least I got a good joke out of it. Show me some love. Nothing? Really? Just gonna leave me hanging here? There's not really any more. That's about it.